Gia, do you know the order of the solos?
JoJo, have you learned nothing? Welcome back to another episode.
That was quick.
That's it.
Itty
that's
the only thing. Bitty niche.
Niche.
The Minnesota.
Austin.
Minnesota. Abby, sound off.
Austin.
Max. Laurel.
Abby
Miller.
Abby Miller.
Miller.
Horrible person.
Why don't I just call her Abby Miller?
Somebody, I mean, that's her name.
Yeah, but like, you don't hear anyone.
You need the lead.
There. Yeah, you need it in there.
Yeah. I'm so excited to have everyone at my dance company. If you couldn't guess, the mini-sode today is Dance Moms. My world is with my girls, living on the dance floor. Okay, boys.
Okay.
Next time you gotta get that down.
I don't even know what you're doing.
It's the theme song of Dance Moms. This is probably one of my favorite shows. I realized that, you know, most people, probably these people here, they know actors, they know actresses, they know movie quotes, they know movie titles, they know plots, but they don't know Dance Moms. And the thing I know is Dance Moms.
The thing you know most in this world?
Honest to God, yes. I realize when I'm watching these clips, you'll see my mouth moving. I know all the words. Like, this is what I've memorized. It hasn't been movies. It's been Dance Moms and Glee, which I'm thinking will need to be another actually full episode.
Yes.
And yeah, I hope to God that people are watching these mini-sodes, especially since we're showing clips. But a plug for if you're not watching this episode, you should be. I have JoJo to my right, my shining star, and I, of course, am Abby Lee Miller. Give us a little rendition, JoJo.
Calm as a bitch, should've known better.
Perfectly done. Perfectly done. So, if you've seen Dance Moms, you know that Abby starts each week. Each episode is like a full week of competitions.
Careful.
Yeah, the pyramid's not very secure. Okay, it's rudimentary, like it was in the beginning few seasons, all right? But she has a pyramid, which is her fucked up way of ranking the children on the dance team. And their moms, because a lot of it has to do with how their moms act. In order of who's the best, and Maddie Ziegler was generally speaking always on the top of the pyramid. So
Sia girl.
Chandelier.
Mm-hmm. Chandelier.
Yes, yeah, and she's
From the music video.
Yeah,
yep.
Chandelier.
Yeah.
She's done a bunch of her music videos. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like most of them in the last however long after she did the first one, she like kept doing it. And then there's another girl, Liliana, who then started getting them after Maddie did. I know all about it.
She got too old.
Yeah.
How long was JoJo ages in the bottom of the pyramid?
JoJo, what does she say? She likes to say she has a parking spot on the bottom of the pyramid and the back left corner of the
JoJo?
Dances. JoJo, yeah.
That's what Abby said about JoJo?
No, that's what JoJo said about herself.
Oh, yeah.
And Abby said it about her too all the time. But regardless, we are going to walk through this podcast episode by making our way through the pyramid.
Ooh, love.
Yes. So, on the bottom of the pyramid, we have none other than...
Oh, this side.
Oh, yeah, it goes this way. If you clearly haven't watched episodes.
Abby Lee Miller herself. We're going to have to zoom in on the pictures.
She's take the a good look.
Very bottom. But yeah, this is well deserved. Yeah. Of course, it's like, it's hard because she truly is not a good person. But God, was she entertaining.
She was good.
So for her, we're going to watch a compilation video.
What are you doing? Those
legs are about as straight as Elton John.
Boring.
That is a bear.
Boring. Sloppy. Lazy. Walk, walk. Woo-hoo! Walk, walk, walk. Woo-hoo! Smaller steps. Wah! One, two, three. Woo-hoo! Yeah. I don't have to pay on time. I'm Charlie Hyman. I've been here for 30 years.
I've always paid the whole year of time because I'll show you my Discover Card payment that shows for the past 10 years I've paid
you. You're the reason I'm not going to take Discover anymore.
You're the reason I'm going to take
Discover. Come and go get a job.
Oh, don't even go there, you whore.
You whore.
You are a whore.
Wait, she's calling Abby a whore? Correct, because she's a whore.
Is she?
No.
Okay.
Actually, she does love the men.
Mm.
Love them.
Christina! You idiot! Christina!
My mother-in-law's not real thrilled with what you're talking
about. Oh, yeah, she's fine, though. Your mom must be real proud of you, too, Abby.
My mom's dead.
My mom's dead.
That's dangerous. What if she was at Radio City Musical and the things of the dance skating rink came up and she did a side aerial and fell 13 stories down?
Oh my god.
Huh? How did you looking like you were shooting a movie and you were the dance captain to in the back corner stage right turning into oblivion?
Let's roll the dice.
I'm sorry, my hat messed me up.
Hey, I was in the theater when a man's hand was severed.
What?
By a set coming down. Nobody misses a beat in their dance.
Next step, we get to dance if our hat falls off. Yes, Abby. But if Nia's hand is chopped off, she's going to stop dancing, and she's going to mess up the group routine.
And now that you were asking for a club.
When has Abby Miller ever put another on stage without some type of headpiece? How does Abby shooting up the moms in the dressing room?
Oh, my God.
That was like a fantasy.
Yes,
it was an outstanding show, and now I want to sit back and relax and enjoy my evening. When all of a sudden, I hear this agitating, grating voice. She said, no!
This is probably my favorite thing.
Yes, this one's iconic. Yeah, she's got like a turbo thing on that chair.
She's zooming, dude.
She's cool.
I think we need a basket wrap. Chair is insane. To answer your question, so Abby Lee Miller got her karma.
It's a bitch.
And she did go to prison.
Right.
And then she had a tax money laundering, something along
financial
those lines.
Crimes.
Yeah. Okay.
Fucking up dozens of like small.
Yeah. No. Not abuse.
That's yet to be.
Yeah. And then I think while in jail, she was diagnosed with cancer, an extremely rare and like fast moving type of cancer too. Like
perfect.
Thank God. Well, very much nearly killed her. Put her, paralyzed her, or what's, I guess, a proper medical term for that? Would it be that? Who knows? Perfect. It put her in a wheelchair. So now, yes, she is a full-time wheelchair user.
Well, now she's fast as fuck.
Yeah.
She's full-time. Human, dude.
And she doesn't show up, or she shows up and then she leaves.
Uh-oh. Oh my God. This is my favorite part.
Mom's better have my money! Mom's better have my money!
What money? I don't have her money.
Swaggy, you get in the house!
Oh my God. Swaggy.
Okay! You can all thank Christy for my mood. She stood at my front desk and yelled the F word 17 times. That's sickening.
Yeah, Moms Better Have My Money is another, probably one of my favorites. Sweet. This next clip is kind of like, so apparently, Dance Moms, obviously Dance Moms, was really supposed to only focus on the moms, and like Abby didn't actually have that big of a part on it until this is the first ever episode, and she has this altercation with Dawn, who's a fucking pastor also in the community.
I remember this, yeah.
And she has a specific line in it. When she's talking to the police, there's also a lot of police things that she calls the police a lot. And then the producers heard her say this line, so then it started to focus on her more and her interactions with the kids. So, this is unfortunately what started it all.
Does daughter was called into my classroom routine that she was picked special for, and she has socks and a t-shirt on.
I don't care if you take our one pillow.
They were to wear tights and a leotard. I made two other children change their clothes because with this tack rope, we're doing a lot on our knees, and they have to be in their bare feet.
Yes, speak to you, ma'am.
No.
No.
I want to speak to you. You don't throw my kid out of class. I'm paid for class.
And there's like 6-year-olds in this class right now.
Out here, Abby. They all look like children.
Mr. Don.
Isn't that crazy? The children look like children. She's dressed appropriately. Yes, I am a minister. Let's play the Bible game, Abby. When Jesus saw things that were wrong, he went after it. And I'll tell you what, I'm not going to do this to my kid. All of this over socks.
Yeah. There's a big difference. How can you remember that? And you can't remember to try to
feed up. Oh my God.
Never forget it. Go somewhere else. Take your money. Take your kid. Take your socks. Find another school.
Does it not kick in your head that maybe you're wrong?
No.
Do you not get it?
I don't get it. I know I'm right.
Why are you right?
It's my building. My head is on the ground.
So what? You tell her how stupid she is.
She's not stupid.
Where are they going?
Did you ever hear? Because I went to school. Unfortunately, you did.
There's a psycho in every batch.
A psycho? Yes, her name's
Abigail
Miller.
I need a police at 7123 Saltsboro.
All their jaws are dropped.
How do you expect to do acrobatic exercises?
No, I'm not.
I have an apparent that's out of control.
I can't stand her.
Put it in. She does not have that. That's just her mouth.
Just her mouth. And that was a lie. They were like, this lady is fucking, they're like, she's TV. Yeah.
So yeah, Abby clearly on the bottom of the pyramid.
Oh yeah.
This is your pyramid, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you mean?
I'm just like, you're, this is, you made this?
What? Do you think some
like you made
fairy
these rankings?
Came in? Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Normally it's like that she does...
Mm-hmm. Rankings from you.
The...
About the show.
Yes.
Or about life.
Like about who they are as people.
Right.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. I wish she would have died in prison.
Okay,
here hot we go. Take.
There it is.
Pushing death on people. 17.
Is that not what we do here?
This is our chart, Charlie. It's an Amsterdam.
I got God all on my side. He comes with me right around.
Yeah, got God on your thighs, too. Hey, guys. I'm here. Oh. I'm very sick.
But you do have a hairbrush. Right?
What?
Abby, your hair!
Yeah, I said I'm gonna go.
Just because you have a rash doesn't mean you can't brush your hair.
It's a rule. It's a
rule. Abby, look in the mirror.
You're very vain. I have confidence no matter what.
So that is kind of the beginning of her crash out also when they move to the LA studio, and it's really never, never a good thing from there.
Mm. You were fifth in the competition. You're fifth on the pyramid. Sometimes you act like a five-year-old. Maybe five is your lucky number. Or not so lucky number.
She did a good job last week. She did a solo. You poured blood on her. You put a 4-inch crown on her head. She did a good job.
Keep telling her.
Yeah.
She did a good job.
She did a good job.
Keep telling her.
Telling you.
You should have watched the movie. When you're given an assignment, you do it.
We're not in a hotel room in a scary movie.
No, we're not going to do it. I'm not going to have her be scared for the next 6 months because she watched the movie you wanted her to watch. Like, we did the dance. We watched the trailer. I told her what it was about.
You didn't change her motion,
Carrie.
You had one look on your face the entire time.
It was good. She was possessed. It was good.
Well, if you're so good, you don't really need to be a part of the Abby the Dance Company.
Oh my God.
Can you put her picture back up? She deserves to be on the pyramid. She was in the group dance.
She deserves nothing. Don't have an attitude that you are entitled in this world. You are not. You deserve nothing else. You earn it. You can't stand here crying. I will no crying children. No.
Well, if you yell at me, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
Get out. Go.
That's like, you deserve nothing is like one of her very famous lines, as well as like she fucking hates when these kids cry, even though she's like screaming at them.
And then she's like, nothing.
Yeah.
She's like, you can't cry here.
Yeah, and then she'll tell them like, save your tears for your pillow. Another thing she loves to say, that everyone is replaceable. Okay, just two more clips on her that are completely separate. This one I had to show because, I need to put it up there. I had to show because I think that you all will agree. It's kind of like me. It's a super quick one, and it's from one of their reunions. This is Kathy, her arch nemesis.
Abby Miller's?
Yeah.
Been winning. And I feel very sorry
for
you.
There's a lot more to life.
But you don't recognize any of that.
Yes, I do, Kathy.
I think that you're a loudmouth.
A loudmouth?
Abby clearly has different tactics than I do.
And that's literally it. It's just like one of my favorite things because it's literally when people call me loud, I'm like, loud? What do you mean?
Especially when Austin's like, Abby, we're gonna turn down your mic because you're really loud. And she's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So yeah, I just love that she's being told like that she's a loudmouth. And she's like, a loudmouth? And here's the last one. This is my favorite Abby Lee moment. I do often say it. Austin will know this one. It'll play for a little bit of like them on the bus. Together.
She got crazy eyes.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh my God, yeah, this is also before their electricity dance, which is crazy.
Whose bags are those?
Eric Gabby's.
No one's gonna help me do this?
No. Oh my God.
Abby's always yelling at the bus driver because she thinks that he doesn't know where he's going, but I know he is because we always get there.
Oh.
I'm sick already. Maybe you should sit in the front. Can you close the turnpike?
Wait, he's on now.
Hello, can you put the first
thing
to your makeup? We're going to have to do a bus.
Maddie,
Chloe,
we
went
ahead and
get every makeup done on the bus. It was very chaotic.
Whatever.
I
don't
Party on the road.
That's, on the road. That's my favorite one. It's very simple. I honestly say it to Austin quite often in the car.
Bus driver.
And I say steady on the route, but that's literally not what she's saying.
Yeah, what does she say? Can you go back and watch it again?
Bus driver, we're doing eye makeup back here. Steady on the route.
Steady on the road.
She's saying road.
But she's saying...
It sounds... Yeah, but I always said steady on the route.
Steady on the route.
Bus driver, we're doing eye makeup back here. Steady on the road.
Max, how close is... the dance studio too.
I didn't even think about that.
I have no idea where the dance studio is.
Is it awesome. In Pittsburgh?
It's they say it's in Pittsburgh, but it's probably a sub, like it's a suburb.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I thought it was close to Harrisburg. But I might have made that.
I don't know where it is.
I guess she does literally say the address in that one part. Next on the pyramid.
That's it? You don't know wrap up of Abby Lee Miller? No final thoughts?
No.
You just told me to wrap it up.
Well, we still got to make a good show, Abby.
Yeah, these are really, really
dense.
Yeah.
Dense.
Very dense.
Quick final thoughts, recap, 30 seconds.
Abby sucks.
Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah.
Austin. A terrible
hater.
Person.
Austin.
She's a terrible person. Can't stand her.
Another terrible person.
But not Austin.
Kathy.
Boo.
Nesbitt Stein, I think
Kathy
is her name.
Lee Miller.
Kathy Lee Miller. There she is. So Kathy's going to be pretty quick because she is kind of, as Christy likes to call her, a quick wit. She always has incredible comebacks. We're not going to watch any compilations of her. Although I have them. I have them pulled. But she steady gets a spot on the bottom because, yes, she's less bad than Abby, but she still kind of sucks. But I wanted to give her her own special spot because of her daughter, Vivi. Vivi is a queen. She was very shy, reserved, all of that. She really didn't actually like to dance that much, and you'll see in the video we're about to watch the relationship between Vivi and her mom highlights how much Kathy also sucks, but also how iconic Vivi is.
Pink is my ultimate favorite color, and I like to say that pink is not a color, but it is a way of life. Pink.
I like it. Look at her room, all pink everywhere.
Do you miss Justice? Do you miss him?
Dance has been my life since I've been 3 years old. My mom danced. My grandma danced. So Vivi has to dance. I think you like dancing.
So you have to get around New York?
No. It's hard to get a taxi and then when do you have to walk and meet someone?
Exactly. Yeah. Vivi. Exactly.
What's your favorite thing so far about New York?
Probably the shopping and stuff. Like,
really?
The
shopping? Oh, honey.
Psych gets the pizza.
Probably like five.
Can you tell me about your solo?
I don't know.
Do you want to do your solo this weekend?
No, I don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it.
My mom wants me to dance even more than I want to.
So, honey, are you excited about where we're going?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you get there, I want you to be all smiles, okay?
Okay.
Okay, how about point of toes and straight knees?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, is your nose stuffy, honey?
A little bit.
Okay, so I'm all nasally. Let's try to get a good smile on your face.
God, this poor little girl.
And then just one last quick and probably the most iconic.
Vivi, Erica is going to look at you. She's going to look at you. That's your cue, okay? Don't be sitting over here sleeping. You got to dance like you want a puppy. You got to earn your puppy. Now's the time, okay? That was our deal, yes? Now's the time to earn our puppy. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Okay. Are you ready? Oh my God, I did that?
Yeah. I cut my finger on my mom's wing. I hope I can still dance.
Okay, let's go. Oh, it's a minor tragedy.
I love her. Literal icon of Vivi. I mean, she's still probably recovering from that injury.
Definitely.
Yeah. Any other thoughts?
That's obviously that little brown speaks child herself. Didn't come out of that white woman.
Just gonna cut that part. Are we keeping? You know, actually, that's a great fucking segue to our next segment. Next on the pyramid, racism and other inappropriate shit.
Wow, I love that racism's not the last on the.
Correct. Yes, I was gonna say the first note I wrote down is yes. You might be thinking. Are Abby and Kathy really below racism? Yes.
Wow.
Honestly, they are a lot of the cause of the racism. In the original seasons, Nia is the only woman of color and her mom, Holly, as well. So it's pretty apparent with, like, that whole interaction, as well as when... she starts to have, like, tryouts, yes. So they start to get
the power of AI.
People other than just, like, the one person of color in the room. And you have Nakia and her mom, Kaya, who is on the screen now, and we're going to watch a clip of. The moms, you really see their racism come out in their interactions with Nakia. And her mom does call herself Black Patsy, so in case you hear that, that's who they're talking about.
Because that was my first time really watching her, and she can't dance either. We can't go now.
All of a sudden, Black Patsy moves on from Nia to Kendall and starts trash talking her.
Did you hear that? She just said Kendall can't dance.
Who said that? It's obvious that Black Patsy.
I'm like, Melissa, why do you need to tell her mom that? Like, just let it go.
That girl cannot dance. Your daughter cannot dance. I thought Nia was the one that had to run away. Nia dances. That's what's around your kid.
Well, you know what's funny? We said the same thing about your little girl.
Bitch, you don't want to go there with me.
It was hysterical to see Jill trying to get, like, all hood rat.
No.
Shut your mouth, and I'll tell you who started it.
Shut the blank up.
And Black Patsy's all like, no. I'm like, whoa,
what happened?
You know what?
Shut up. It's a girl.
Not how it fucking happened. Like, the edit, like, the production definitely just pieced that together.
Very disrespectful people right there.
Here we go again. We're gonna run into Black Patsy. I'm pretty sure that she's gonna come guns a-blazing because it's all she does. It's what she knows. She's a hoodlum.
Ooh,
yeah, okay. Yeah. Jill is kind of notorious now of being maybe a little bit of a Trumper. Another iconic thing about her and her, she calls her My Little Kendall, her daughter, is she always wanted her daughter to have a special part. I mean, you know, they all do. Abby also loves to typecast. Sometimes that can be a little problematic with how she always put, like, Nia in, like, animal-themed dances, jungle-themed dances. Like, she had a dance that's by Felicia. You know, she had issues with her hair. Like, all these things. But then there's also certain times where, like, when Abby's looking for a lead for Rosa Parks, maybe putting your white child up for the role isn't correct.
Is that what you got?
Dance called Rosa Parks. Honestly, this is a part destined for Nia.
Don't assume anything. I have no idea who will play Rosa Parks.
Really?
Just assume. I absolutely want Nia to play the role of Rosa Parks. This is the big lead role in the number this week. She has to give it her all before I'm even going to let her know that the part is hers.
I'm annoyed. Here's finally a part of Nia, and
Abby's playing games. I know that the role of Rosa Parks hasn't been assigned to any of the dancers yet.
No.
And I really want to take this opportunity to speak with Abby and find out what she's looking for.
What do you think she's
if she's not
going to
cast Nia, it might as well be Kevin.
It might as well.
No. And, you know, I keep getting thrown under the bus for typecasting.
So, Abby, what's the status with Rosa Parks? Have you seen the number long enough to figure out who's going to
be? I just started the number. I didn't even get the props in the street of it.
That's why I asked what the status is. What are you thinking about?
Also, the reason they're casting
Jill's lobby shot
because Abby's trying to redo Holly's wardrobe.
Absorb
because she has wanted to, and she said,
I mean, you know,
she wants her daughter to have a part. She'll have to.
So I don't know if I'm going to use her for Rosa Parks and go against Titan.
And then Holly brought along Jill, and then Jill's trying to, like, put herself.
If that's what she wants, then I need to get that for him.
You know what, Jill? If she gets it, she's going to get it on her own.
This one all right here is over there trying to pitch her daughter to Abby as being Rosa Parks. You actually asked her for that part.
Kendall never had a special part for people. I think every one of your kids has.
I think Rosa, you should go down and say, you know what? I think I was mistaken. I don't think that this would be a good part for Kendall. I think Mia fits this role. Just act stupid and be like, I thought Rosa Parks was somebody different.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah, so obviously that could be a whole conversation about, like, a lot of the bad shit that happens. Because there's also a lot of, like, I feel like my TikTok right now is kind of full of, like, dance controversy with, like, costumes and inappropriateness of dances for kids and stuff. And it's a lot of people looking from outside the dance world into it. But that's the case here, too. Like, there's some also...
Why does it matter if they're
crazy shit that they do? Well, just because, like, videos got famous online of, like, Molly Long is the name of the choreographer. She's a very popular choreographer. And her dances are, like, people were saying are inappropriate. But then dancers are commenting, like, you clearly have never been to a dance competition. Like, the girls are, yes, in bra and underwear on chairs dancing, and they're seven. Like, it's, yeah, they're crawling across the ground. So, yeah, there's obviously a lot of that in Dance Moms as well. Call me if you want to talk about it. Next, on the pyramid.
All right. That wraps up coming racism.
That's all we have on racism.
Yeah, what, do you guys got anything else? Next on the pyramid is Broadway Baby.
A fucking dog.
This dog, okay, I know people, like, have some issues with calling dogs ugly and stuff, but, like, this dog is literally ugly. Well, people are like, you're not supposed to call babies ugly, or, like, dogs ugly. It's a cute dog.
You can call dogs ugly.
It's not a cute dog.
Yeah.
It's very, I couldn't do a Dance Moms episode and not talk about Abby's dog. It is obviously her pride and joy. Unfortunately, Broadway Baby does pass away during one of the seasons. They do a whole week of dedicated dances to her. It's very traumatic.
They do a whole week of dances?
Like, that weekend's dance competition. Like, all of them are, like, dedicated to Broadway Baby.
Does Kendall get to be a special part?
Honestly,
does
no.
Does she get to be Broadway Baby?
Does she get to be Broadway Baby because she didn't get to be Broadway
Honestly, I think actually Mia gets the main dance for Broadway Baby.
Is that racist?
Because she's the dog.
Yeah.
No, I think it was, like, a lyrical type number or whatever that she got. I think one of the craziest things, and I'm sure you guys don't know this, but this second picture on here, when Broadway Baby died, Abby got her stuffed.
No.
Took her to a taxidermist.
She took her in a taxi. Okay,
and
something
this
was a little
is
off
her
about that
stuffed.
Picture, and now...
The episode where they do it, like, the guy is, like, brings it out of the box and is showing her, he's like, these are special eyes. I had these eyes forever, and I knew they had to go in my Broadway Baby.
Fuck.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, so, really, really weird interaction. Another just super quick dog-related item... And this is another one of, like, I know I've said this 47 times, probably one of, like, my favorite moments. That's also on the topic of dogs. is, okay, Abby's talking to the girls about, like, losing someone to cancer. Their dance this week is about cancer and bringing awareness to it. Abby's father had cancer, whatever. It's a very emotional, like, circle where they're talking about, you know, this situation. She's asking everyone, like, who has lost someone, all this stuff.
You're not in control of your body.
And she does get pretty, actually, a little bit serious.
This big.
Was this before she's been diagnosed?
Yes.
How many of you think you can lift your dad?
Lift.
People are living with cancer every day. And that's what you're showing. That's what the dance is about. Are you crying because I'm sad? Who passed away?
Is that Vivi?
Well, my dad, when I was in court, but it was only a long time ago, my dad, his dog, the Diablo, died. It was so hard for him.
His what? His daughter?
No, his dog.
Dogs do
get cancer. It's horrible. I know.
That is honest to God one of my favorite funny parts.
My dad's dog Diablo died.
After this woman just told you about how she had to lift her dad because he fell while he had a fucking brain tumor.
How many of you think you can lift your dad? What a crazy way to start that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, the one thing I have to say is R.I.P. Diablo.
Yeah.
It is very tragic, but just, like...
Even she starts laughing. She's like...
Yeah, I think she realized, like, when Abby's like, oh, my God, her...
Like, daughter?
No, dog.
Dog.
Oh, my God. You might be thinking now about Abby. Will you hurry this shit up?
2 hours?
It takes two hours or four hours.
I don't care. You're part of this team. You're staying until the routine is clean.
And that's all I have to say. Right. Next on the pyramid, finally, is the girls.
Oh, all of the girls.
Yes. So that was one of the things, is like, I couldn't rank them.
No.
It's them how Abby generally ranks
JoJo's
them.
JoJo's not on there.
No. So this... picture is of the OGs,
okay.
Which includes Maddie at the top, Mackenzie, whose mom is Melissa. Then we have Christy, whose daughter is Chloe. Kelly, daughters Brooke and Paige. Holly, Queen. Nia is her daughter. And then I should emphasize that it's a little, you know, controversial. Kendall's not really an OG. She came in from a tryout. And her mom is Jill, as we know. The reason I had to make that caveat is because all of these girls, minus Kendall, like, they grew up in Pittsburgh, they lived in Pittsburgh, they went to this dance studio their whole lives, and then they just started filming a TV show. So, like, they talk about it a lot, about how, like, crazy it is that they're just, like, we were just, like, going to dance class, and then now they're, like, stars, famous.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Happy 412 Day.
Oh, it's Pittsburgh Day.
It's Pittsburgh Day today.
Oh, yeah,
so it's actually
fitting.
Really fitting.
Wow.
Oh, happy 412 Day.
That's so nice.
Oh, yeah, no, see, he's wearing his shirt. Oh,
look at that.
That's perfect.
Well, you don't. Yeah, he's like, look at it. That's actually funny because they have a dance that's called Straight Out of Pittsburgh, and they have jerseys that say 412.
Yeah.
Like, are they dancing to it?
Yeah, it's a hip hop song.
NWA?
No. I mean, hip-hop. I wouldn't be surprised, but yeah.
Black and yellow?
It is. It's all black and yellow, yeah.
That is.
Yeah, so there's no compilation for the girls because we'd probably be here for hours. Also, they were like literal children, you know, whatever. But a lot of them are absolutely just impeccable and they're doing incredible things now. Yeah, what do you guys know about the Dance Moms girls? Do you have a favorite?
The OGs.
I don't have a favorite, but I did see some clips from their recent reunion.
Yes.
And how they were all talking about how messed up it was.
Mm-hmm.
and like really having heartfelt moments, and then JoJo just comes in periodically and says something off the wall.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, no, me too.
You guys are crazy.
As like one of them's talking about how hard it was to like face public scrutiny as like she grew up and matured and her body changed.
Yeah.
And then JoJo pops in, she's like, and I'm also gay. But says it in like a really JoJo way. So that's what I know about the girlies.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I don't know much about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything about those girls.
I mean, I have like opinions.
What's your opinions?
Just on JoJo.
I don't know them.
And they're ridiculous.
We can do a whole mini-sode on JoJo.
I was going to say, we are going to, touch a little bit on JoJo next. Great. Austin, you're killing it with the segues. So, I obviously said I couldn't rank the girls, but there is a little bit of a hierarchy for me. We have the girls, and then we have the gay girls.
JoJo.
Yes. And also the death drop that Nia does is looped into this. It's an honorable mention within the gay dance mom girls. There's a lot of them that are now in the LGBTQIA community, and JoJo's definitely the most, you know,
the inventor of gay pop. Famously. A whole new genre.
Oh my god.
Thank you, JoJo.
Yeah, we obviously know and kind of love JoJo. No, I love her. Especially because, like, Abby was foul to her.
Mm-hmm.
Foul. The girls were too, honestly. Like, she was one of the only people that, like, and Abby kind of made them do it in some regards. But, yeah, she was always kind of, like, an outcast.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, but in terms of being gay, I think it's pretty obviously looking back that she was a gay child, because she was obsessed with Kalani. That relationship was something to see.
Mm.
And I also, Chloe is queer. I don't know how she actually identifies, whatever. But I knew that little girl was queer too. And that's because Abby Lee Miller loves a drag.
Oh.
Loves a drag show number.
I love the Kinky Boots.
Yeah, Kinky Boots was definitely the best. She has Peyton, who makes a lot of, like, appearances on the team. She's, you know, a member of, like, the Abby Lee Dance Company, but she's a lot older than the other girls, and so she comes in for this number. But there's just, like, one thing, like, watching Chloe during this, it's like, she's lights up.
It's a new competition. I need the girls really to embrace being a performer, stepping out on that stage and owning who you are, what you are, bow legs and all.
Bow legs and all.
This is Peyton. She makes one heck of a drag queen.
Ooh,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, this thing is a drag queen's in the making. I'm going to show you a few things on how to be an expert drag queen this summer.
All right, let's see.
Uber big on the face. Like, you want to see the eyes, the big dramatic eyes, and the big lips, just the kisses, and the mouthing of the words. That's what they want.
It's just all about the strut.
All right, let's go for the extra.
Yes, Chloe. Love when they actually got to, like, have fun. Yeah.
Do you think that you can help maybe with a little bit of the makeup, the drag queen over the top?
I think so. Yes. Should we do a makeover?
Yes! Yeah! I want to do her eyes and give them all a little bit of an idea. All right, because if they screw this up, we're not going to win.
No.
And it's all about the win.
We're going to make it look fierce, Miss Honey. Fierce. Let's go.
That's pretty gay.
I know that.
Super
Oh man. So yeah, I am very happy for all of the little gay girlies and boys that came out of the show. One thing that is also within gay is all of Nia's death drops. Nia was death dropping legit everywhere, in every dance number, in every audition. Yes. Oh my god. Like at the retirement home. That is crazy. That. And then I think here is my top favorite one of hers. And that would be... So the girls, they got a lot of, like, obviously opportunities from this. One of which would be auditioning at the Joffrey Ballet in New York City. God knows why Abby allowed Nia to do this or had her do this, but she death drops at the Joffrey Ballet. Oh my god.
I think I did pretty well. I hope I get the scholarship.
I hope I get the scholarship.
I love that for you.
And there's, like, a really funny TikTok now of, like, Nia who's, like, it was, like, one where you're talking about, like, being embarrassed. And she literally was, like, you guys all lose this, like, challenge. Like, never have you ever death dropped at the Joffrey Ballet. So, like, you can fuck off.
And then thought that you absolutely won the scholarship.
I'm going to get the scholarship. That's for sure. Alrighty. Just a few more people to reveal. We've got... the moms. And I really shouldn't put the moms above the girls, but specifically Queen Holly. Love that woman. Love that woman. So we are gonna watch a compilation of her. Don't worry, that's our last little... oh wait, there's one more clip. Anyways, you're staying until the routine is clean. You knew this was gonna be long. Let's restart the video.
Then you sewed my ass.
But yeah, Holly is definitely my favorite dance mom. Beyond just Abby, a lot of, like, the iconic quotes come, I think, from her. And so, you know, we're gonna watch a little bit of Queen Holly, Dr. Holly.
What's her, license in?
I don't know, she's got a PhD in something.
Doctoring.
They're trying to cross the border. Where are these children immigrating from? We don't know. They're trying to cross the border. It's not about where they're coming from and where they're going. It's about the voyage home.
I'm listening to Abby's definition of immigration, and I'm confused. How on earth can you immigrate home?
I'm entitled to have my
opinion. And I'm entitled to my... why are you entitled, Holly, and not me?
You're entitled to your wrong opinion. Come on.
Damn.
I'm not engaging.
Why'd you say something to begin with?
I'm disengaging.
I disagree. She just gave your two kids solos.
There's no one else on the team!
Holly, why can't you just admit Abby just gave your kid a solo?
There's no one out there! Should we get the empty chair? Empty chair! Do a solo! What? There's no one else left on the team today. There's no one else you can get a solo to. I don't know what you want from me, Joe.
Well, let me tell you. Be quiet for 1 minute and I'll tell you.
Go ahead, Joe.
Are you done?
Go on. Stand on my credentials and my knowledge. That's right. Something you can never take away.
Then fix this hair. Because it's horrible.
And you can fix your hair. And fix your face and your body and anything else. And
that's fine. Can I join your dance company?
Look in the mirror. Think of ourselves, that's fine. Yeah, we know what I said. Her by herself last season, it's kind of a nice, that was not only finished but done, well done. I think she's immature and I think she needs to grow up. We didn't walk in her shoes when she couldn't walk, and she has an wheelchair. Oh yeah, this thing, we are, because that's who she is. I am, she has used that to Devon, she does it as a crutch, but every now and then she does have pain, which is real.
But there's no injury.
It's real.
I'm about this far from pulling a duet.
No, she needs to do a duet to prove to you that she's capable of dancing, and dancing well.
I know, but your mouth is an ugly woman.
You are a monstrosity of evil. You want to talk about ugliness.
You're done. You're done. No duet.
Whatever.
I'm a monstrosity of evil?
Yes,
I'm
so
all evil.
I'll show you.
That's your...
hearing has been canceled.
No.
Sentencing will be rescheduled by an order of the court. No future date has been given.
How is that possible?
I can't even.
As a taxpayer, I'm annoyed.
I could use that for everything.
Literally, I fucking love that. Like, Abby is getting sentenced. They're also just the entire time she's like getting indicted, all of that. Like, they are just still fucking dancing and still going to competitions, which is just fucking crazy.
No, you know what? I want her in an afro. Do you have one?
No.
My hair looks fierce. Let me just pull out my purse. No, no,
no. Like, what?
It's not. I'm not shopping center.
I decided to change purses. Are you kidding me? Oh, I don't have an afro. I mean, was it perfect? No. Everyone made a mistake. Was it seamless? Was it flawless? No. It wasn't any of those things. But it sure was entertaining.
This part, there was a physical altercation between Abby and Kelly. That
she did not
stop them from being in the season.
Oh, wow. She did not.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I can see by the size of the 5 months in your DNA. Touch your mouth. Oh, you are a classic.
So that's Queen Holly. Rightfully so.
Seems
we love
like
her.
The most sane one of the bunch.
Yes.
She is a doctor.
Absolutely the most sane one. What is going on? Do you guys have a favorite mom? Do you know about the moms?
Well, I guess Holly, probably.
Yeah, I don't really like any of them.
Holly,
I
guess.
Yeah, you're
Holly
forced,
if I have to
you're
pick.
Forced you're to like her.
Your child.
Yes. Yeah.
The minister,
dance.
The minister, Dawn.
Dawn the minister.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say that's your favorite. That's
no,
awesome.
Well, I was like, I know their names.
Oh.
For this one, oh, perfect, perfect. The boys can actually leave because at the top of the pyramid is us.
It's us. Yeah.
Yay. Along with Christy and Kelly.
Oh.
Who are us.
Besties.
We are them. They are us. They actually kind of, I don't know.
Who's who?
Mixed feelings. Like, who's, am I Christy? This
yeah.
is Kelly. This
yeah.
is Christy.
Yeah, which one of us is which? I don't, well, I've seen.
I was thinking about that. I might be Kelly.
Kelly's the blonde one?
Oh.
This one.
Yeah.
Wait, you just pointed at both of them.
No, sorry. This is Kelly. This
okay.
is Christy.
So you're Kelly?
You
did
yeah.
get into the... You did slap Abby.
Yes, so. Yes. That's the one that slaps Abby.
You're more
Abby.
Likely to do that than me.
Yeah.
I do remember.
They're besties. They have a podcast together now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's
why... We should
why,
have them on.
That's, yes, please. Come on. Christy and Kelly.
If you're watching this.
We know they are. We know they are. The one part we all need to see is when they go to New York... For their daughters, like, dance. I don't remember what time it is. But Austin and Max were not able to go to New York when Laurel and I went to New York.
Well, they
so,
were invited. So.
Right. They weren't flown
weren't
out
we
like we were.
We weren't able to go, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But.
Contractually, we weren't able to.
Right, not like us. But they've also never seen, well, they actually probably have seen a lot of footage from it, but this is pretty much a reenactment of our experience.
So that's how it is.
Kelly and I decided that we were going to go out and explore the city today, like real New Yorkers. We wanted to walk, we wanted to take the subway, and kind of find out what it's really like to live in New York.
We came to our kind of our speed, so we went in and we made ourselves some friends.
Stumbled
in.
We were going to have to live down there.
No.
sensible one, the one that keeps them sane. Oh, okay. And now the boys, you can leave.
Wait, you're actually making them leave?
Well, just get out of the shot for a second.
Seriously?
Yep.
Okay.
The fuck?
You just lean over that way.
For the last clip.
Okay.
My most favoriteest line to round us out of a great Dance Moms episode.
And that's what we're going to do. The two bitches are left.
And that's
and this
us.
Has been
a itty bitty niche.
The Dance Moms episode.
I-T-T-Y. Okay, boys, you're welcome back in now.
We've been here the whole time.
Never oh, left. I'm shocked. Sorry, I have a really quick question that I'm gonna pose to the audience, and I'm really, really, really looking for answers. Why can't everyone dance at Nationals? Why can't everyone have a solo? Mia never got a dance at Nationals until, like, the very end. Why?
We gotta be
good. I know, I get that you want to put just, your...
Is there not enough spots? Like, are they but only like, allowed a few dances?
Maybe. I don't know how it works. That's what I want answers on. Because I get...
Why don't we ask this guy? He'll know.
I get putting your best foot forward or whatever, and you want Maddie because she's gonna get first place and stuff, but, like, why not get first, second, third, fourth, fifth place, whatever, and have... just all of your dancers dance. Also, you mean you do an entire dance season and you don't get to, like, do a final competition? That's crazy.
I agree. Yeah. Especially when you're paying that much money, but...
Oh, my God. Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I don't even...
To Abby...
Know.
For Abby Lee Miller to embezzle.
Gross.
Any other final thoughts from you all? I mean, solo episode for me there.
You know, I think you really said it all.
You really said...
I knew this was how it was gonna go.
No comment. You really said it all, Abby.
Yeah. I knew it was gonna go this way. The boys were gonna be tired and done and not wanna deal with me and Dance Moms.
We've been filming for...
And I still have the energy.
Like 6 hours.
Because I'm Abby Lee Flippin' Miller.
Yeah, we're gonna
need... Signing out.
I'm gonna need to rest before our rave tonight.
I'm ready to rave.
Thank you guys for watching this mini episode.
Like, comment, and subscribe. That has been a bit niche.
All the things, we appreciate it.
Living on the dance floor.
So proud of you.
Thanks, man.
Shout out.
Everyone fart, like, comment, subscribe. Oh, the bell.
Ring the bell. Ring the bell.
Living on the dance floor.
Someone say it.
And ring that note bell.